SpaceX is building a gigantic rocket, 400 feet tall, down in Boca Chica, Texas, at Starbase. And I spent about 10 months there. And I want to share these experiences with you because I want to make your trip to Starbase a little bit better. And I want to show you sort of behind the scenes kind of stuff today. I'm going to be talking candidly about some things that happened when I was down there, the people that are down there, and also the environment you're going to be in if you do actually visit Starbase, Texas, because I think you don't really get the whole perspective of things when you see the robot filming, you know, from the other channels. You see the other robots filming Starbase, and you see them filming the people there, and you see them filming the people building the stuff there. It's not as easy as it looks to be down there. I'm just going to put that out there right now. And it's a very candid conversation today. So if you want to hang out, that's cool. And I want to let you know that you can leave a comment down below and I'll try to answer all the questions that I can. And when I made my pilgrimage to Starbase, I was from New York. So I knew snow, I knew rain, like the weather was all over the place up there, right? And when I started making my trip down to Texas, the weather changed. It's really hot in Texas, by the way. The first night I was there, it was 102 degrees Fahrenheit. And where I was when I started, it was about 65 degrees. So 105 to 65, that's a 40 degree temperature difference. And when I got there at about 7 o'clock at night and it was still 102 degrees. And it was humid. And when I say humid, I'm saying like 90% humidity and also 102 degrees. That's in Brownsville, Texas. I had to make sure that I called my apartment complex before I got there a few times, making sure that the air conditioner was on in my apartment because there would be no way I'd survive. And we joked about it. I joked with them a bunch of times about, hey, can we please get the air conditioner on? And I got it all set up and everything turned on. Everything was fine. But I pretty much like I had all my stuff in my car when I was moving down there. And the first night I was there, I had all my stuff in my car. I was in my parking spot. Everything was good. It was pretty late at night and I was tired, so I took most of my stuff out of my back seat, put it into the house, and the rest of it that was in the trunk, I just left it in there for the night because it was the heavy stuff. And it was the stuff that I didn't need for that first night. So this is kind of a personal account because I want you to know sort of SpaceX is going through and the people down there and what it's like to be down there, right? So it's super humid, super hot my first night, completely different environment for me. So if you do visit, I want you to know to expect that at any given moment because Texas weather kind of changes like that. It's a little bit colder during the winter seasons and the fall season and early spring, but it does ramp up really quick and it's a subtropical area. So it's very humid and very hot for most of the year. I commend the people that work at Starbase because they have to go through so much diversity of weather, whether it's the heat, whether it's rain, whether it's the sun beating down on them all day or the crazy humidity. Or now think about this. It's near a beach. The sand gets whipped at you. It's like you're getting sandblasted all day long. Now let's talk about the geographic location of Starbase. It's right on the tip of Texas. Right here is the Rio Grande River, which separates the U.S. and Mexico. This is the bottom part of Texas, the most southern point tip of this area. SpaceX's Starship landing pad right here. The orbital launch pad is right here. And literally, in about a mile, you have the Gulf of Mexico. Right there in the Gulf of Mexico, right up here, South Padre Island. As we've probably all heard on some of the podcasts and media out there, but SpaceX Starbase is really close to the beach. Okay, it's a beautiful place to be, but there's pretty much nothing for the first 20 miles of this road. A little bit of nothing. If you look at this map, you just go along. There you go. So, Massey's Gun Range, and right about here is the Border Patrol checkpoint. Every time you go down Highway 4, you have to stop at the Border Patrol checkpoint on the way back through. On the way down, you can pretty much just zoom past it. You don't want to go super fast. They check you out. You don't want to go really 55 or 60 miles an hour because there are Border Patrol agents there. And also for the safety of the Border Patrol agents, just keep the speeds down if you're going to be visiting this area. And right over here, this is the next road over on the left. If you're taking a left, this is an access road where you can access the port over here. So you access the port of Brownsville,
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
The Gulf Coast Terminal. And during my time there, I never went down this road. They were just building it and they just opened it around the time, like about a month before I left there. I think that was about the same time frame. But I never took the adventure out to this road because I didn't know what to expect. Right. So I was like, I don't know if I'm even allowed to go on this road. And I never really asked the Border Patrol people or anybody else around me if I'm allowed to go on this road. And I would have documented it. So I was a little bit scared. I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you about that. But every day, Highway 4, you drive down Highway 4 for this whole time, like this whole distance here. And then right about here at the Ad Astra School, come around here. Boca Chica Boulevard, the Ad Astra School, that area, you can start seeing the high bay and you can see it peak up over there's like a mound and you can sort of see it over that. And on your way in, you see the Starbase sign. You've probably seen drive-throughs of all this. People have driven through. I've driven through this a bunch of times and posted on the channel. So if you want to look at the old videos, I have live streaming videos. I live stream from there almost every day. So if you want to go back and check those out, I'll leave a link to them at the end of this video. So make sure you watch the whole thing and get the playlist of them, because it's history. Like, we were basically experiencing history when we were all down there. Myself, Jessica Kirsch, a bunch of other people were down there doing the same thing. And it was really cool. So on your way in, the Starbase sign, everybody knows what the Starbase sign is. You see Starbase on your left side. And then this is the rocket garden right over here. And you can see this in this is a Google map, and you can see the shadows of the three rockets in the booster, which is pretty incredible, by the way. Remedios Avenue. So this is an interesting intersection here, because when I was down there, you could park basically anywhere along this area right here, anywhere next to the Starbase sign, you could park there. And there's a few parking spots off the side of the road, like this car right here. They're parking here, and you can park there and walk down Remedios Avenue and see the rocket garden, which is incredible. I would highly suggest it. If you're a rocket fan or a spaceflight fan, and you can get to Texas and you can make it to Starbase, the one thing you need to do, other than go to the launch site and the production site, drive by them and see that, you have to go down to the rocket garden. And you get to be so close. So literally right here, this is the turn. You can stand right here and you're literally 50 feet away from a starship. It's incredible. It's crazy. And it's so cool. It's one of the most life-changing experiences that I've ever had in my whole time on this earth. And I've done some really cool stuff that I'm very proud of. And this is one of the things that I can look back on when I'm older and I can be like, this was part of my life at this crazy influential time in spaceflight. And I was part of that. Also, you can do it too. This is open to the public. You can walk down Remedios Avenue and you can see that. And right here, we have the high bay. We have all of the production site, the production facility where they put the things together. And they don't have the mega bay up yet, but right here is where it's being constructed. And the thing is gigantic. It is huge. It's absolutely massive. And this is a good sprawling couple miles of production facility here. All sorts of cars, parking, and you've probably seen the videos and the overhead shots from other creators out there. But this is an important place to be. So all along Highway 4, you can park on the side of Highway 4. And this is an important thing to think about. If you're parking on the side of Highway 4, make sure you get out of the way of traffic. Make sure you stay away from everybody. You keep to yourself. If there's other people watching or filming, it's cool to say hi and wave to them, but they may be doing a job down there. So, you know, there's other creators out there that are doing their thing. And sometimes they're trying to video something and they need the background to be kind of quiet. So it's just a nice rule of thumb not to like not really bug people. I mean, I don't want to use the term bug people because you should always be friendly to other people. You should always hang out with other people and show your interest in spaceflight with other people because it's an important thing to be a part of. And some of these people are super nice, I should say. I think everybody that I met down there was really nice. I don't think there was only one person. And this is the interesting thing. This is the funny thing that I want to tell you. It was a couple days before Elon did his February 2022 talk about the state of Starbase and SpaceX's Starship. So I was there to cover the event. I was there to cover the stacking of the Starship, all that stuff. I was right down there. I was in the trenches for like 10 months. And this is the thing. I parked right around here, actually. It was like, I was trying to get a shot. You can kind of get a good shot from like right around here. And if you look over, you can see the orbital launch mount over here, right? The orbital launch pad, the orbital launch mount. You can see everything stacked up. And I was filming from over here. And for some reason, there was this lady. And this is a weird story. I don't want to blow it up or anything. But I parked my car behind her. She was in a van. I parked behind her. And I think I divulged this in another live stream before, but I want to talk about it because I think it's kind of funny, but it's also like this characteristic of some people at Starbase. And not a lot of them. Only a few people are sketchy at this place. Most people are super nice. So I want to tell you about the sketchy person that I met. And when I parked behind her, I just got my gear out. I had a big tripod. I had a big camcorder. And I had a camera, a 4K video camera with like a big lens, like a 600 millimeter lens. And I started getting the stuff out of my backpack like I normally do every day. Every single day, I would do that every day. And it's a normal occurrence. Like, that's my job. I'm a YouTuber and I go to Starbase and I film it. So I'm just doing my job and I'm just start setting up on the side of the road like everybody else does. It's nobody's property. It's public property. You can do whatever you want to, right? I park behind her. I'm about a car length away from her. She gets out of her van, starts yelling at me because I'm parked too close to her van. I'm like, oh yeah, well, let me get this shot real quick. Just give me like 5 minutes and I'll leave. I didn't want to make any trouble. I didn't want to talk to her. I just wanted to like do my thing and then leave. So I set up my gear. And as I'm setting up my gear, she started yelling at me, right? She started yelling at me, telling me that I'm mean to her and that I'm a bad person and all. They just start swearing at me and stuff. And I'm setting up my cameras, setting up my equipment. I wanted to get 3 different angles, right? I wanted to do like a time lapse. I wanted to do all sorts of fun stuff so I could bring it to you guys. And I'm just setting up. So she comes up to me. And you can hear her. I took the video down because I didn't want that sort of drama on my channel because I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it's a weird thing. Like, I don't want to call anybody out like that. And I don't want them to be on camera if they don't want to be on camera. But you could hear her audio. She wasn't on camera. I didn't film her. But you could hear her audio. She's yelling at me. She's calling me, telling me that I'm irresponsible. And she's waited all day for her friends to get here. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll just back up my car. Like, how many friends do you have coming in? And then I'll just back my car up and they can have this spot. I just want to film here. You know, just let me put my camera here and I'm going to just back up a couple spots. So she said she's been waiting all day. And I looked at my watch and I was like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's not all day. Like, it's still morning. It's like, it's still early morning. And I'm just going to preface all of this, well, middle preface here, with that she was mad. She wasn't even just asking me. She was yelling at me. And I was being very calm about it and just saying, hey, I'll work with you here. I just have to get this done today because this is an important thing. Elon's going to be talking. I think it was February 9th or 10th or something like that I was down there. And I said, Elon's going to be talking tomorrow or the next day. So I need to get this shot so I can post a video about it, because that's how I pay my rent. Literally, that's how I pay my rent. So she was yelling at me, blasting me the whole time. And I'm just like, I'm just going to work with you. We're going to figure this out. But I just need to get this thing done. And I set my cameras up and she told me to move. She told me that I move back. I actually moved my car back 2 spots. And like, I left my camera gear there, which was a silly thing to do. But I left my camera gear there because it was all set up and I was trying to live stream. So everything was set up. It's like it's a big process to get all that stuff. It takes like 20 minutes to get all set up. And I just set it up there. And I was like, I'm just jumping in my car, going to pull back a couple spots, then I'll run back up to my gear, and then we'll figure it all out. So I pull back two spots, then I go up to my gear, and I start filming, and I'm out of the way. I'm on a hill away from the side of the road. Literally, probably, yeah, two cars could fit in there easily, right? So I'm sitting there at my camera, zooming in, getting everything ready for the shot, and I'm prepping all my gear, and I start rolling. I get about 10 seconds in. She comes out of her van. She's red in the face at this point. She's red, like just crazy looking, like psycho. She's going crazy. And she looked at me and she said, "That's not far enough." And she yelled at me, pointed at me, and pointed at my car. And I said, "I pulled back two spots. There should be plenty of room for your friends." And she said, "That's not enough room. You need to go." And I was like,
the NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
"Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered."
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
"Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk."
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
"I love that high-fiving kitten emoji."
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
What? No, I got to get this shot. I'm going to do this and then I'll leave. How about that? I was like, I'm going to be here for 10 minutes. I'm going to get this shot and I'm going to leave. All right, so she's yelling at me. She picks up her phone and goes into her driver's side. So I'm like, okay, I can just do like a still shot here. I can get like a time lapse. So I set everything up for a time lapse and you just basically leave your camera there for a time lapse, right? And so I went up to a car and I wanted to reconcile and I wanted to figure out what I was doing wrong so I could fix it. So I went up to her driver's side and I was like, hey, I was like, I'll be done in 10 minutes. I'll be out of there. Okay. It went like that. I was like, 10 minutes. And I'll be gone. And I was like, I'll be gone, okay? And then I was just trying to rectify the situation, try to figure it all out. And she looks at me. And she's on her phone. And she said, "I'm on the thing phone." I said, "Okay, I'll be gone in 10 minutes. And at that point, I'm like, I can't win this one, right? I can't win. There's no way I can win. And she stayed in her car. I went back to my cameras. I'm only like 10 feet away. I'm like half a car length away from my cameras at this point. I can see them. It's not dangerous. I'm on the side of the road. My car is close by. Everything's good, right? So I go back to my cameras and I start live streaming for a little bit. The signal's not that great. So I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to take off. I'm not going to live stream anymore because it doesn't seem like the right thing to do. Like with her, all this drama and stuff, I'll just kind of like not do it. So I didn't want to bring that drama to the masses. So I just stopped streaming and I just started recording. Not a big deal. And then she got out of her car, walked around to her passenger side. And I was like, hey, I didn't mean to make any trouble with you or anything. Like I didn't want to inconvenience you or your friends. So I moved back a little bit and I hope that's enough space for you. I just have about 5 more minutes of filming to do and then I'm going to leave. So I'm sorry if I offended you in any way, but I was trying to fix the situation. And then she said, "You're not fixing anything." And these are kind of like, it was a little while ago, so it might not be exactly perfect with her wording, but she said, "You're not fixing effing anything. You're making it effing worse." And then she flipped me off and then got into the back of her van and did something. I'm not sure. And I was like, I can't win this. There's no way I can win this. And I wasn't trying to win anything. Like, what am I going to win? I'm not going to win anything. Like, she's just hanging out and I'm hanging out, right? So I'm just kind of like chilling and my camera's going like, what just happened? Right? Like, what is happening right now? And down here, they're stacking up Starship at the start, at the landing pad, the launch pad, the orbital launch mount. And they're doing some construction and stuff right next to me, and huge amount of people, press corps are coming in. Like, there's news vans across the street. Everybody's doing their thing. But for some reason, this lady singled me out and went like ballistic on me. Right. So I this doesn't end right away. So I'm like right there doing my thing, filming. And she got out of her car again, yelled at me one more time, told me that I need to go or else something. And I didn't understand what she said, but I need to go. You need to go or else, because her friends are coming into town and she's been waiting all day for them and she can't have me there. And I said, I'm not leaving. Like, what? Why would I leave? Like, I got stuff to do. So I stayed at my camera for another 5-10 minutes, and I got the shots that I wanted to get. And right as I was like, I was kind of chilling out, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay here and kind of getting settled in. I was like, she can't, like, what's she going to do? She's like, she's not going to kick me out. She might come out and like, whatever, but I got cameras. Like, so like, she's going to be on camera. Like, she's going to be on film. So whatever. So she went back into her car and she was talking on her phone. And then all of a sudden a Jeep pulls up, right? A Jeep pulls up behind her van, and a lovely woman got out, and her partner got out of the driver's seat. And I was like, oh, hey, are you there to see this lady? Like, I was like, hey, how's it going, guys? And they were like, oh, great. How are you doing? And I said, oh, great. And I was like, are you her friends? And they said, no. I said, oh, okay. They were literally parked like bumper to bumper at this point. They were probably like this far apart. So they pulled in and they were cool. They're really nice. They're from Maine, actually. I think it was Maine, someplace up north. Maine or Rhode Island. I can't remember at this point. But they pulled in and they were super nice. The lady was a birder. So she was there to take photos of birds. And apparently this area right around here is a mecca for bird watching. This whole area right here is a mecca for bird watching. And also South Padre Island up here is someplace on this is a mecca for bird watching. I didn't know that. I just thought everyone came down here to see the rockets. So I explained to them what I was doing down there. I'm here to see the rockets. And they were like, rockets? They're like, what do you mean? And I was like, look over there. I was like, there's a rocket. They didn't even know that it was the rocket production facility right there. They were just there for the birds. And it was great because we had a great conversation and it was really fun. And the lady in the van took off. So she's gone. I'm hanging out with the birder and her husband. And we're talking about like Boca Chica Boulevard. And we're talking about South Padre Island. I had a great time. I'm talking about the rockets and how cool it's going to be when they actually launch and when they stack this thing and all this. It was a great conversation. I had the time of my life after that lady. And I explained to them, I was like, look, watch out for that van. She's going to the next level with you. So be careful if you see that van again. So I do believe the road was blocked off. And that's why I was up here that day. I believe the road was blocked off for Elon and his crew to come in to do the talk. So, and like for everybody to like set it up and stuff. So unfortunately, I got COVID before the talk, so I couldn't attend it. I was invited. I had like the invite, the email for the invite, and I got all ready and stuff. I had my backpack actually packed with all my gear and stuff. And I was gonna head down, and I was like, well, I got like a stuffy nose and like a runny nose. And I wasn't sick at all during that whole time. And I was like, I got a runny nose. So I'm gonna take a COVID test. Took a COVID test, super positive. Great. I have COVID. The day of Elon's big talk at Starbase, like one of the coolest things that I could have ever done, I got COVID that day. And I took another test a little bit later because the talk was a little bit later on in the day. And again, it was positive. So I was like, I don't want to get anybody sick. So yeah, that kind of sucked. But the whole story of that lady, that was one of the weird and wild things that happened when I was at Starbase, Texas. And I hope you found this entertaining because the story is real fun. And it's a little bit different than my news stuff. It's a little bit more candid than my news stuff. But I think the idea that SpaceX and Starbase is in the middle of nowhere and you can expect anything down there, I think that's something that's important to note for future visits if you're going to go visit Starbase. So I want to say thanks for listening this whole time and for being part of this. And if you liked it, please hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're on right now and hit the thumbs up button if you're on YouTube. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you found that entertaining. Leave a message. Leave a little note down below, a little comment for me. If you want to know anything about Starbase, I'll try to answer as much as I can. But I was there for almost a year straight in Brownsville. I was living in Brownsville. So unfortunately, I had to leave due to family stuff. I needed to be closer to my family, basically. So I'm not down there anymore, but I spent a lot of time there. And that was one of the fun stories. And I have a lot more. So if you want more, leave it in the comments. Thanks, everybody. Take care, and I'll see you soon.